Making Wednesday Tea with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. You know, it shouldn't be this way. It's 2018, for goodness sake, but there still is a stigma surrounding mental illness. And even in rock and roll, where some might associate mental illness with brooding indie rockers, moody goth types, and, well, Morrissey, you might not necessarily think one of the most masculine, energetic, and outgoing rock and rollers would suffer from depression, but that's exactly what Bruce Springsteen reveals in a new interview with Esquire. Bruce opened up about suffering his first breakdown at age 32 during the time of a sparse American Gothic masterpiece, Nebraska. He traced it all back to issues in his childhood and aging, which he says makes the weight of unsorted mental baggage even heavier. Bruce says he does take medication and adds that depression runs in his family, his dad suffered from it, and he worries about his kids. He also talked about losing a close friend to suicide. It's quite a remarkable read. Bruce Springsteen rightfully dispelling myths about the confident rocker, and I think that's a pretty good thing. Back yesterday paid tribute to SpongeBob SquarePants creator Steven Hillenburg, who passed away from Lou Gehrig's disease earlier this week at age 57. Beck recalled in a social media post that Hillenburg used to be his neighbor and did the artwork for his first music he ever released, and he has an illustration of that, a graphic. Beck called him a genuinely sweet guy. Ambient music king and super producer Brian Eno and musician and software designer Peter Shilvers are celebrating the 10th anniversary of their generative music app Bloom with the release of Bloom 10 Worlds, which will feature a variety of new sounds and new artwork. It'll be available on iPhone and iPad, and for the first time on Android devices. Bloom lets users create music by simply touching the screen. Birthdays today, it's November 28th, Motown Records founder Berry Gordy is 89. Clem Curtis, the late Trinidadian singer who passed away last year and gave us the early definitive version of Baby Now That I've Found You, which Alison Krauss later covered decades later. He would be 78. Ah, a true American original, the one, the only Randy Newman, the composer and singer-songwriter who has parodied presidents, crumbling American cities, flaming rivers, and short people. Well, no prejudice, actually. He is 75. And X and sometimes still Vampire Weekend multi-instrumentalist Rostam Batmanlish is 35. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!